Finale, love me. Finale, love me.
Finale, love me.
Treasure skill, beloved Valkyrie.
Finale, love me.
And tonight the contestants are three. Princess Clary, Amby Lee, and Aria tonight will sing. Who will win now? We will see tonight on this finale. Well, tonight, results will be now in this show.
Valk, what is Gil doing?
It's me. Gil, what the heck are you doing?
Ah! I didn't see you there. Getting ready for the finale. Yeah. Yep, that's it. That's what I was doing. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you two excited?
Yeah. On the whole, I think it's been a really good show.
It was good. At least no one sang the Beatles.
But we like the Beatles!
The Beatles suck!
You don't know what you're talking about.
Excuse me!
Here, be quiet. I've got cheesecake.
Cheesecake! Gil, quick, play the song while she's distracted.
Ooh, yeah, good idea. First tonight is Princess Clary.
You look into my eyes, I go out of my mind. I can't see anything, cause this love's got me blind. I can't help myself, I can't break this spell. I can't even try. I'm in over my head, you got under my skin. I got no strength at all in the state that I'm in. And my knees are weak, and my mouth can't speak. Fell too far this time. Baby, I'm too lost in you. Well, you whisper to me, and I shiver inside. You undo me and move me in ways undefined. And you're all I see, and you're all I need. Help me, baby.
Help me, baby.
Help me, baby.
Help me now.
Cause I'm slipping away, like the sand to the tide. Falling into your arms,
falling into your eyes.
If you get too near, I might disappear. I might lose my mind. Oh, baby, I'm too lost in you. Caught in you. Lost in everything about you. So deep I can't sleep. I can't think. I just think about the things that you do.
too lost in you, too lost in you. Oh.
And the first contestant in the finale, Princess Clary, that was, oh yeah.
Wow. Yay.
What a great start to the finale. I'm glad Beloved and Valkyr are actually here tonight. Because, you know, to have a finale without these judges would have been odd.
probably.
But yes.
Y'all think? No.
I'm glad we've got such a strong entry tonight. Clary, you had a little bit of white noise, but I want to blame that on the instrumental. I like this lowness. I like this part of your tone. I like where it sat for a lot of it. For part of this, I wanted to know where was the emotion was, but then it got better a little bit more than it went. But I wanted more build. Like, I wanted it, like, to have more, sort of more drastic or more noticeable build in it as you went, so like a larger growth as it went. But I still thought it was very good. I thought you had really nice tone in this. And I also love the repeat parts where you'd sing a line and then like halfway through singing that particular line you'd start that same line again. I really liked all of those moments. Sort of like an
around
thing. Yeah, around, but it was only done twice. So
that thing like still at
around.
The end.
Yeah. Well, I generally only like around unless it's I generally only like to call it around when it's threes. Otherwise I don't
still around.
Fine. You know what you're talking about, so why don't you go next? Why don't you go next, Beloved?
Fine, Gil, I will. You know I love you, though. I'm just being a jerk.
As usual.
No, me. All right, Clary, I really liked this. You sounded super cool. I've never heard this song, but like I want to find it and put it on my iPod. I really like it. I had the same note about the white noise, but I'm not sure where that came from because you don't usually have white noise.
That's why I want to say it's probably the instrumental.
Yeah. I really liked your lower register. It was nice to listen to. I thought in the very, very first verse and chorus, you were mixed a little bit quiet, but it seemed to get better.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, I couldn't really hear you all that well. Like, I could hear you, but not as well as I would like to have heard you. I really loved your harmony. They were really great. Sometimes there was a little bit of... what's the word? Well, maybe a little bit of intonation issues just once in a while. And like, it was so incredibly hard to pick up on, but since this is the finale, I'm being more nitpicky. And I think your higher harmony was a bit quiet because all I could hear was the lower harmony for some reason. And I had the same note about the low energy in parts of the songs, which was weird because in parts like it was awesome, you had the energy, the emotion, all that stuff, but in a couple other parts, like the beginning in particular, was just like kind of blah for me. But I really loved you on this song. You sang really well, and I really liked the layering that you had the end.
All right, and Valk?
I don't know. I liked the emotion throughout the entire song. Like, as soon as you came in, I was like, whoa, that sounds, like, awesome emotion. And then, like, it swelled to, like, the proper amount in the middle and stuff. Like, I don't know. I liked the emotion, like, all the way through. I had the same note about the, like, low vocals. But then, like, in the second verse, yeah, like, your vocals weren't low anymore.
They were loud all of a sudden.
They were like normal volume, and then like at the beginning it was like, oh, this is low, no. I had a note, like there was one line in the second verse that sounded a little too low for you, and like one of the lower harmonies sounded like a teeny tiny bit off pitch to me, but like, yeah, that's like nitpicking. Like, this is really, really good. Yay.
Yeah. Okay, so next we're going to listen. What I had the contestants do is that they had to organize the details, but they had to come up with a collaboration song of sorts. So they had to come up with, basically all three of them had to sing something. They could either just do a verse of a song each or whichever, but at least all three of them had to be singing. So it was up to them. I have no idea what they're doing. They didn't talk to me about this at all. So we're going to listen to that. And then we'll talk about that, and then we'll go into the next contestant after that. So here is the group collab song by Princess Clary, Amber Lee, and Aria.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
yesterday goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. But I can't regret what I did for love, what I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The gift was ours to borrow. It's as if we I did for love, what I did for love. Gone, love is never gone, 'cause we travel on. Love's what we today goodbye, and point me toward tomorrow. We did what we had to do. Won't forget and regret what I did for love.
Wow. I don't want to go first. Valk, why don't you talk about this one first?
You sound awfully turned on by this song.
I'm a little bit turned on by this too. I'm extremely joyful right now. Yeah, you go.
I'll be honest, I was, like, expecting, like, I thought, like, the idea of, like, a collaboration in the finale was stupid and that it would suck, but you proved me wrong. So, yeah, like, you guys have, like, completely different, like, voice types, so I was like, I don't know if that's gonna work. I was kind of, like, skeptical, but, like, you guys picked an awesome song for, like, all three of you, and, like, it was so seamless. Like, I couldn't tell, like, when Clary ended and when, like, Aria came in. Like, it was, like, really seamless and really blended well together. And, ugh, the harmonies at the end, it was so awesome. Like, I think Clary was doing the highest harmony. That was so pretty. And, like, yeah, it was just, like, really, really well done. I love, like, the layering and the harmonies and just, like, the emotion. Everything about this was perfect.
I was so happy. Clara came in, I'm like, ooh, I like that. And then I'm like, I think this is going to be a really good choice. And then Aria comes in. I really liked your vibrato, Aria.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And then
Ambi sounded so good on this song.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Ambi was the one I was worried about blending with the other two, because I think her voice is the most different. And I really liked it. And then when you guys sang together, oh, my gosh, I was, like, smiling so much
mind
it hurts.
Mind blown.
the very last note, because, like, Clary had that, what I did for, and then you guys all sang together, that last love note, oh, my gosh. And I can't say how, like, just the song choice itself and the way it was done just seemed extremely appropriate for finale as well.
I was
blown away. This was, wow. If I had to pick a winner on this song, I don't think that I could have, because I liked how well they came together. Beloved, what did you think?
Should I not have taken notes? Because I took some.
Well, it's fun that you did. Yeah. I didn't have
I feel like a bad guy now.
Maybe that's why I'm praising the song so much, so that way you get the bad.
No, I don't want people to hate me, though. Okay. Well, it's only two notes, and one of them isn't really even a note. It's kind of like a half note, you know? Ha ha. Half note. That was dumb. Anyway. Don't get me wrong, I was completely in love with this. This was such an amazing collaboration. Like, I am going to put this on my phone.
I want this on hit singles.
I don't hardly ever do that, to be honest, but this is going on my phone. I did have two notes, though. One of them, I wasn't a huge fan of the unison chorus because it wasn't blending very well sometimes. Unison is really tough, especially online.
Yes.
Unless you do it like one part at a time. And even then, it doesn't match up 100%.
Like the one without the harmonies?
Yeah. Like it was still good. You guys did a great job. But it didn't always blend. It was just, I mean, for one, the notes weren't always completely blended, which is impossible. And the timing wasn't always together either, but it was still super good. And then the very last, what I did for love that got that the music got really softer on, I think I would have liked you guys to be a tiny bit softer than you were, but it still sounded really good. I loved everything on this song. And I especially loved the very last, what I did for love, at the end of each of your verses. You all swelled, and it was freaking amazing. I loved it. This was so good.
I'm very happy that this show happened so that I could hear this. I don't think this would have happened otherwise.
This makes the whole show.
This it does. It does. All right.
Thanks, Claire. All
right, so next up for her solo is Ambi Lee.
Yay.
It's funny how you waltzed in here, assuming I'd come back. Well, let me tell you something. You are way off track. Can't you see I'm different? Or are you really still that blind? No, you stand right there and take it. There's no love to hide behind. Well, I am proud to tell you I'm really feeling good. I'm doing so much better than you ever thought I would. Got my own place, my own space where I can dream and plan. It took me this long to realize I do not need a man. I used to need you, then I finally learned. I used to want you, now the tables turned. I used to love you, now it's your time to squirm. 'Cause I'm saying goodbye and I won't wait for your return. So get out and stay out, I finally had enough. Don't kiss me on your way out, it wouldn't move me much. You used me, abused me, you cheated and you lied. So get out and stay out, I'm taking back my life.
you'll do when I am not around. Now that your new love has up and let you down, you've always come crying to me throughout the years to mend another's broken heart, to dry your selfish tears. So get out and stay out. I'm moving on at last. Oh, I've been so foolish, but that was in the past. I never thought I'd be the one to say goodbye. You get out and stay out. I'm taking back my life. Dreams and plans are in the making. Success is out there for the taking. Wish it was as simple as it sounds. I have no choice, I have to do it. Face the future, walk into it. Now that I'm unfettered and unbound, you used to